Nicholas. I was trying to think of something to say about St. Nicholas that hasn't already been said, because we actually know so very little about him. And last night, I was when I got home, I was perusing the internet and looking up things for St. Nicholas, and looking on Facebook. I have a friend on Facebook, Bishop Savas of Pittsburgh, the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese and Bishop of Pittsburgh, Bishop Savas. And he had two icons that he posted last night on Facebook that I had never seen before. The first one showed St. Nicholas dressed in his as he is usually in the icon there, with his vestments on. But he's doing something rather unusual. He's got his hands around Arius's garment, the heretic Arius, and he's slapping him in the face. That's on an icon. I've never seen that. I know the story, but I've never actually seen it on an icon. You don't usually see somebody slapping somebody in the face on an icon. It's usually, cleaned up a little bit. But it shows him. You know, he's got Arius, and Arius is all dressed in black, of course, because he's, he's the arch-heretic there. And there he is holding him and slapping him in the face. And that story goes back to the First Ecumenical Council, when the fathers of the church gathered together in council for the first time to discuss this strange doctrine that this priest in Alexandria by the name of Arius was teaching to his people. And it was a doctrine that took hold, and just about the whole church in Alexandria and Constantinople and everywhere else had followed into his teaching, because he used things that were unique at the time. He used little jingles. He had little songs, little jingles, first time they ever used modern music to get a doctrine through. And his doctrine was that Jesus Christ, although he was a good man and a holy man, a great prophet, and maybe even something greater than a man, maybe something sort of like in between man and God, that he was still not God. He was still not the same as the Father. And that goes against really all that the Gospels tell us. But everybody caught onto that doctrine, and that became really throughout the whole church at the time. When St. Gregory the theologian was preaching his great, what's called his great theological orations in Constantinople, he was preaching to a group about as big as this. Everybody else in the, all the other hundreds of thousands of Christians in the empire had gone off and followed Arius. So anyhow, they got together in this council, and they prayed, and they asked the Holy Spirit to inspire them as to what was the true teaching of the church according to the Gospels, and what the church had always taught. And they gave Arius a chance to get up and explain his doctrine. And he did. And then all the fathers of the church got up and refuted him to where he could not answer any of those questions, but he refused to give up his doctrine. And in the midst of all that, St. Nicholas got so exasperated when he was hearing Christ being blasphemed, basically blaspheming him by saying that he was just a man and not co-equal, as we say in the creed, one in essence with the Father, by whom all things are made, that he blew his top and he went and slapped Arius in the face. And when that happened, the fathers of the church got mad, not at Arius, they got mad at Nicholas. And they took off his, if you look on the icon there, you will see a stole that he wears outside his garments. And that stole is called an omophore, and only a bishop wears that. And at the time of the early church, that omophore was always made out of wool, signifying that it came from a sheep, and that the bishop was the shepherd of the church. I was noticing when I was sensing around the altar, somebody has put an icon up there to be blessed of Christ the Good Shepherd, and it has Christ with a sheep over his shoulder. And I thought about that as I was sensing, because that sheep is all wool there, and he is wearing the actual living omophore around his shoulders in that icon. But all the bishops wear that omophore, and they took it away. They took it away from St. Nicholas. They took it away from him. You notice in all icons of a bishop, they're wearing that omophore, and they're holding this book of the Gospels. Well, they took both of those things away from St. Nicholas when he did that to Arius, because it is not worthy of a bishop to go around slapping people in the face. Well, I don't know how much longer it was after that took place. I don't know if it was the next day or if he went on for a year or so without serving as a bishop in the church. But eventually all the fathers of the church that had revoked his omophore from him had the same vision one night when they went to bed, showing Christ and the Mother of God handing back the amphora and the book of the Gospels to the priest. And a lot of times you will see that in icons of St. Nicholas. You will see him in the center, and up in the corner you will see a hand coming down from heaven, handing him back that amphora and handing him back the book of the Gospels. So that's the first thing that Bishop Savas posted last night on Facebook. The second thing he posted, also I had never seen before, showed a group of people standing around some executioners. And the executioners had great big swords, and they were coming down with the swords on the head of three men. Three men were kneeling down to be condemned to death. And one of them was in the center, and the executioner was coming down with that sword, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, comes St. Nicholas. And he stops it literally as the sword comes down before on the head of the other fellow, so much that you see blood coming out of the hands of St. Nicholas as he stops that. Well, the story of that goes that he was out visiting the farthest reaches of his diocese of Myra in Lycia, which is modern-day Turkey, where St. Nicholas was from. And while he was gone, he got word that the governor of a particular town all the way on the other side of the empire of his diocese had falsely condemned three men to death, three innocent men who were condemned to death, three innocent men who were known to be of good character, and yet this governor had something against them and had condemned them to death falsely. And everybody knew that, but they were all afraid to stop it. So they called out for St. Nicholas. And he was miraculously, it is said, brought there from wherever he happened to be on the other side of his diocese. And he was brought there literally at the moment that the sword was coming down. And he stopped those three men from being executed simply because of the stature that he had in his own community. He was known, as I said last night, to be a man of justice, a man of righteousness, a man of meekness and humility, all those things that St. Paul mentions in his epistle to Timothy when he says that a bishop should be above reproach in word, life, love, faith, purity, and humility. And all these things are said to have been present to a great degree in St. Nicholas, so much so that we honor him every Thursday in the life of the church, as I mentioned last night, and not only on this day, December the 6th, every year. So let us remember that St. Nicholas, first and foremost of all, was a bishop of the Orthodox Church, and he taught the correct word of truth to his people, and he showed them an example of what Christian life is supposed to be. And that's what the bishop is for us. When we see a bishop, we are called upon to see Christ. That's why we put a crown on his head, to honor him as Christ the King. That's why we put that amphora of wool over his shoulders, to recognize him as he is our shepherd. He is our good shepherd. And that is why we give him a staff. And sometimes the staff of a bishop is not used just to walk around with, but to poke us as a shepherd would a sheep who is going astray. He hooks him on that with that staff and pulls him back in. And sometimes that's the role of a bishop too, is to pull us back in when we have strayed. So we honor St. Nicholas today, as we do every Thursday in the life of the church, and every December the 6th in a special way. And we ask that through his prayers, the Lord Jesus Christ our God would have mercy on us and save us. Amen. Glory be to Jesus Christ. Glory.